presentation for Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, December 3, 52. Address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, and Dr. Venkatran, V as in Victor, E-N-K-A-T as in today, R-A-N, 956-9157. Dear colleagues, follow-up for Mr. Nelson, who has ADPKD, chronic kidney disease, proteinuria. Last visit in October. History of Sjogren lupus. Workup for proteinuria. He is going to see University of Michigan urology for potential open biopsy of the kidneys. Patient is very aware that this might not even be possible. The renal biopsy tissue might not be representative to make a diagnosis, rule out or rule in of active lupus associated nephritis. He has chronic back pain, crossing muscle cramping, upper and lower extremities, not associated to activity. There has been positive occult blood in the stools, but no gross melena or hematochezia. He's going to have an EGD colonoscopy. Dr. Smith, SMITH, sometime in March. He has not received any iron or packet of red blood cells. He actually has a high ferritin level, says to be eating well without any nausea, vomiting. There is frequency nocturia, but no gross incontinence, no infection in the urine or gross blood. Presently, no major edema or ulcers. Has a wart on the right foot, followed by podiatric. Denies chest pain or increase of dyspnea. Has chronic headaches. Also follows Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Other review system done, medication list review. Remains on self-set, 1,500 twice a day. Blood pressure on Norvas, HCTC, Losartan, Metoprolol. On a low dose of prednisone, cholesterol management, muscle relaxant. Today, blood pressure 136.58, weight 246. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, distended abdomen, obesity, and polycystic kidneys, 1 plus edema, non-focals, and flushing of the face. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February, creatinine is stable, 1.47, previously 1.53, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, no blood in the urine, 1 plus of protein on the dipstick, and that contrasts to the protein creatinine ratio that shows 4.17. Normal sodium potassium acid base. Normal albumin, non-nephrotic syndrome, normal liver function test, GFR 50 stage 3. Normal complement levels, C-reactive protein, a minor increase of sedimentation rate 13, normal CPK. Next paragraph. Anti-DNA. Is positive a titer 1 out of 40. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Probably nephrotic range proteinuria. Concern for active lupus or similar. Presently on CellCept. There has been discussions about the use of Benlysta via Symboy ENLYSTA. We would like to have confirmatory tissue biopsy, but I'm afraid that that might be potentially logistically impossible. We'll see what urology has to say about performing some kind of mini surgery or laparoscopic, as long as the risks are acceptable. Given his history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and the discrepancy between urine analysis and the protein creatinine ratio, we are going to do a urine protein electrophoresis and immunofixation. Otherwise, present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. He's tolerating ARB losartan, among other blood pressure medications. He has never been screened out for brain aneurysm associated to polycystic kidney disease. Kidney function remains stable without progression or blood in the urine. He has history of hereditary hemochromatosis and chronic thrombocytopenia. All you should discuss with the patient at the very end is the one that needs to assess the pros and cons, the risks and benefits, given his complex issues. Plan to see him back on the next few months, end of dictation.